That's all we have. And that actually brings me to the question of sunitinib versus sorafenib, because we're constrained by the types of trials that have been done and where we are in terms of data reporting. As you mentioned, sunitinib right now is commonly used as first-line therapy, although I think sorafenib is not uncommonly used also.
I think moving forward, sunitinib and then I would think Avastin after the ASCO data is presented will be really the frontline agents of choice in this disease.
What do we know about the responses sequentially, particularly between the two TKIs?
Very little. We presented some data from Cleveland Clinic last year at ASCO that looked at really just a handful of patients who had gotten prior antiangiogenic therapy, which could have been sunitinib or sorafenib, but also could have been other agents like thalidomide or other experimental agents. And there was clearly activity. It's not true that one antiangiogenic approach is equivalent to all antiangiogenic approaches. Specifically with sunitinib and sorafenib, we had, I believe it was three patients each way who had gotten either A then B or B then A, so to speak, and all of them had tumor shrinkage. So there's clearly some activity there. And really over the last year, that's been the common, I think, community approach, just the de facto approach. They get started on one, and when either they don't tolerate it or progress, they get started on the other. And we don't really know what the response rate is or the tumor shrinkage rate or the benefit or the toxicity. It's not really been well defined. My understanding is there's a larger data set from French investigators that'll be presented at ASCO this year that's still retrospective, but at least give us some additional insight into that question. And then what's really needs to happen is prospective clinical trials. We're doing a trial at Cleveland Clinic looking at sorafenib in patients who failed either Sutent or Avastin, asking that exact question is what is the value of sequenced monotherapy? And that's only one small component of what needs to be a lot of work to really look at the value of sequenced therapy.